On New Year's Eve in 2007, the police like to kill people on New Year's Eve, apparently. In 2007, Andrew Maupin was killed by Oakland police officer. 7 months later, this same Oakland cop killed again. I'd like to call up Robin Glenn. Of Jody Woodfox, who was killed by Officer Jimenez. Robin, can you tell us about Jody?
Only thing I can really basically tell you is what they told me. Jody was killed July 25th, 2008 on Fruitvale and East 17th. He was pulled over on a routine DUI, police traffic stop. After that, he was shot several times in the back by Officer Jimenez. And basically, that's basically all we were told about what happened.
When did you learn that Officer Jimenez had actually killed somebody else, and how did you feel about that?
It was the next day, and I was very upset about it. My whole family was upset about it. It was like really upset, and we're still trying to get through, you know, the process of what happened. I feel like Officer Mendez, if he was, you know, if he was properly taken care of and charged with the first killing, then my nephew would still be here right now today. I would not be up here tapping to talk and explain, you know, how me and my family feel about what happened to my nephew. I'm hurt. My family's hurt. I'm lost for words right now today. It's really hard for me still to talk about it. I'm just, like I say, I'm upset. I wish this would never have happened. It's like I say, I'm lost for words. It's hard for me to talk about the situation right now.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. I'm also Yvonne. My name is Catherine Adams, and right now I'm mad, so I wasn't going to come up because I am like, I feel like a knife is sticking straight through my heart right now, because the police department, every time something happened to one of our youths or whatever, they sugarcoat it and put a band-aid on it. And I feel like, you know, Jody's case was through in the mud, you know, it was left behind. This is not about money. This was about my nephew leaving to go get something to eat and was chased and shot in the back six times. Seven times, and it changed our lives, and we're greatly angry right now, and until something is done, you know, his kids are not the same anymore, and he has small children,
three small children, boys
at that, and I mean, it tore our family apart, and I'm going to be here. And I'm gonna stand up, and my heart goes out to everyone in here. But this right now is, I was not gonna speak because I'm so angry right now. When the police got shot last night, God forgive me, I clapped my hands.
Yeah, thank you.
But I'm not gonna go there.
Yes.
Thank you for letting me speak.
Thank you.
Thank you.